Okay.
I guess it's okay. All right, I'm gonna call the Candia Planning Board meeting of April 6, 2022 in session at 7 o'clock. Would you all please rise and join me in pledge allegiance to the flag?
All right, in the future, mute. You guys on Zoom, just mouth it.
That's very
discombobulating.
Yeah, the delay really screws it up.
All right, we'll do the roll call. Rudy here. Mark?
Here.
Brian?
Here.
Joyce?
Here.
Josh?
Here.
Scott? And?
Here.
Judy?
Here.
Okay. I'm going to jump up a little bit before. Why don't we do the board chairman and the vice chairman nominations first so we can get that out of the way and then go on to the rest of the stuff. So I'd open it up to nominations for the chair.
I nominate Rudy.
I second.
All right. Let's see. Do I want to accept it anymore?
Think about it.
Yeah, I know. Guess what's coming up in 2 weeks. So, okay. Yes, oh, I'll accept it. Take a vote on Rudy. I'll say yes. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
And Judy?
Yes.
All right. Nominations for vice chair.
I nominate Mark.
I second that.
Do you want to accept?
Yeah, you will.
I think you should. I think you've done a great job with vice chair. I know there's some.
It only gets easier at time.
I guess there's going to be a lot of meetings, though, coming up.
That's so.
Because of the project coming.
Yeah. Yeah, you can have the time.
I'll have to make the time.
You can do what you can only do what you can do.
Yeah, if you
can. I mean, don't sweat over it.
I actually took a meeting off, Mark. It's okay to do it. People can do that.
Right. All right, I'll do my best.
All right, good. Rudy, yes.
Great.
Mark?
Yep.
Brian?
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
Scott?
Scott.
Did you say my name?
Yes.
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 Okay, and Judy?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Very good.
Thank you, Mark.
So if you missed that, Rudy was voted chair and Mark was nominated for vice chair.
And voted in.
Right, thank you both.
And voted in. All right. Approval of the new business, we don't have any right now. So there's some things that are going to be coming down the pike, but nothing today. So we're into old business approval of the minutes. I am obviously going to abstain from them, so I can't really.
I'll make a motion that we accept the minutes so that we can have a discussion if any is needed.
Okay, yeah.
I'll second that.
Okay, Mark. Rudy abstain. Mark?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Joyce?
Abstain.
Joyce? Excuse me, Josh?
I'll accept the minutes.
Scott?
Yes.
And Judy?
Yes.
Judy, did you review them?
Yes.
And there's no grammatical changes?
There was, lots of sentences that kind of run on, but I think right. It was just the way they transcribed them, so I wasn't going to get into it.
Perfect.
All right. That's why we were questioning some of them.
I know, I didn't do it when I read them. I thought, like, yeah. Really? Yeah. Judy's going to have something to say. all right. Application and case status updates. Judy and I actually did the pre-checklist review meeting today with Tanglewood. They have the list of things that they need to take care of for the meeting to submit. No, actually not that bad. I think what was there about six, maybe seven items that they needed to address?
Right. Yeah. And we made a note of them, so we'll be able to discuss them.
Yeah. And I'll write the memo up tomorrow, the summary memo that I have too. So yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Is that something you're going to share with us tonight or no?
what's on there?
Yeah, the outstanding things.
I don't have them right in front of me. I'll do the memo and I'll send it out to everybody so everybody's got a copy of it.
Yeah, that's fine.
There wasn't anything big on it. They need to submit 3 waiver requests. The road. There was what were the other waiver request, Judy? Do you remember?
The location of that Shannon Drive.
You know, it might have been for setting the
to use the new way
the monuments, and then there was a thing about it, the truck turnaround.
Yeah.
There wasn't going to be the big trucks.
Yeah. It was like
a W-240 truck.
The W-60 whatever.
Is this Crowley Road we're talking about?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. No, Tanglewood.
Yeah.
Okay. So just checking. I wasn't paying too close attention, but didn't they miss a deadline somewhere there? Or did they just get it in time?
No, they got it in. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they got it in.
The time before they did.
The time before they missed the deadline.
I believe.
But they came right up to the deadline again, I think, on this one, right?
I think they had to send it in by March 18th, and that's when they got it in.
It was a Friday or something, and they just made it or whatever.
Yeah, because it was right. I believe it was right after the last meeting.
Right.
And it was a good meeting. We had, the 3 guys, and we also made a point of saying when we meet at Moore School, to make sure they have their traffic analysis man.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We told them
to answer questions.
We told them to bring whoever they wanted to bring, because obviously they did respond to our listing in there that it was sent to basically to I think it was sent into Lisa, so we'll have that for everybody too. So those will be up. Those points are going to be in discussion. What we did is we just looked over the checklist.
Right.
And just said, are the things there? Responses, we didn't go over any responses or anything, but did you respond to each one of these items? And they responded to the ones that we wanted to, except for the ones we wanted a little bit more clarification on.
Was there a waiver for the tree cutting and all that? Is that what they were looking for?
That was going to parts of the road
I was just trying to remember the checklist from that email we got with all those answers.
Because they're asking, they're proposing changes to the road that are not according to section 1415.
Okay.
On arterial road, right?
right So they're proposing some different things. So they'll bring those up, and they're going to bring the traffic study guy too. And that's about it right now for update on case status. So
we're meeting at the Moore School.
We're going to meet at the Moore School. And I did tell them that I think we still do have a deadline of when we have to stop the meeting at the school. So I did tell them that there's definitely a possibility that it could be continued to the next meeting.
It's 9:00. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
It is 9:00. Number. Yeah.
Is that next meeting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, April 20th. So. Yeah, it'll be a full meeting.
Oh, yes, it will.
You didn't want to push the time up at all, or no?
I don't know if we can.
Why couldn't you?
I think it's the custodial staff. You want to ask her? Or do you?
Well, it should come from you.
Okay, yeah. I'll
give her a call. You have a number?
No.
I don't want to be selfish, but it is hard for people that work all day to get there earlier, like me.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about
being able to go later. Met at 6, then... Or go later, one or the other.
Yeah.
Go later, yeah. Go later, not meet 24/7. Yeah.
Right. Okay. 2251. Okay. 10 p.m. Okay. All right. Good. Continuing.
Might take a nap that day.
Even at 10 o'clock, we might wind up.
I might stick some wine in my water bottle.
Ooh.
10 o'clock's way past my bedtime.
Like, there you go.
Maybe.
I've got one of those thermos things, too, that just fits about, a little bit of whiskey.
Yeah.
It's called a flask.
Yeah.
That might look a little weird, though, with all the playing board members in.
Okay.
Medicine. It's medicine.
It's calming medicine. Town planning. We do have a couple of things that we need to decide what we want to do on that. And I don't remember whether we got everything out to you, but StanTech did send in the updated 2022 GIS mapping proposal.
Yeah.
Now, I think we should have Brian come in and talk, because I was noticing some differences between what the original one was and this one as far as the initial scope. That on the initial scope to finish it up, he has a current price in here of $5,440. And that's to finish everything up. But when I looked, I know that we spent $7,000 on that. But when I looked at the one that we got back in September of 2021, the actual tasks were the same, but the total to do all the tasks was $8,000 plus the $1,000 that we had put in for the user cost, the setup user cost. So I want him to come in and kind of give us an idea of why there's, if we spent $7,000 already, why is there another $5,500 in what we do? So I'll make sure that everybody gets copies of both of these, and then we can decide what we want to do. Because the other thing that I was hoping we could do this year with the money was also update the capital improvements plan. And it's probably going to be that we're not going to be able to do both this year, because that's going to be about $5,700 to update the capital improvements plan to make it so that it's real useful. So we'll talk to Brian, we'll see what that is, and then we'll kind of go from there and decide what direction we'd like to go in.
Which one's more, like, if we had to choose between finishing the GIS or doing the capital improvements?
I would say the GIS, because we do have a CIP. I'm not comfortable with it, because I don't think it contains enough background, and I think we need
one. But we can add to that CIP and make some adjustments that really aren't going to cost us a ton of money.
Right.
We don't have to follow Chester's blueprint this year.
Right, right, yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking, too.
Because we talked about that when we were talking about the safety facility and whatnot, that, you know, we may want to put a little more detail in there.
Exactly.
You know, for steps.
Yeah, because the thing that I liked about Chester's is it had a lot of good background information on everything, which to me, as you all know, more information, the better. So that's why I asked Southern New Hampshire Planning to do that. So that's where that stands. They also did give us one for doing the cost of community services study to update that, and that's about $5,000 too, but that one can be low on the priority list. The last one they did was back in 2009, and it's now, I mean, it's still going to kind of be the same thing. We know that residential is a money loser, and commercial industrial is a money gainer. Mm-hmm. So, but it would be nice to have that solid data that's current when we do the impact fees, so we can actually be making some good solid back or decisions with good solid backing to it. Mm. So, but you know, we can only do as much as we can with the money that we get. So, right. So we'll decide as a group which way we want to go once we talk to Brian and see what we got. All right. So, any questions on any of that? I know we'll have some zoning ordinances later on this year. I want to get started early in this so that we don't do like we did last year and come up to the end of the year with doing the projects. All right, that's town planning. Any other business for the board?
No, except that we're...
Rudy, I have a question.
Sure.
Is the safety complex meeting still going to be next Tuesday at 5?
Yes.
If yes, is it going to be, will I be able to attend via Zoom?
Yes. Yes and yes.
Okay, perfect.
Tell him no, he has to come back.
Well, he's going to work.
All right. Any public comments?
No. Yeah, okay. I was going to say, I was thinking about what I didn't read. That's why I was trying with Chester, but that's this next meeting that you're going to, okay, I just wanted to sort of sit in on that. That's the reason I was basically here tonight.
Yeah, that's the old Crowley Woods project.
Yeah.
Now retitled Tanglewood.
Tanglewood.
Yeah. And if you want, the plans are in the land use office. You can take a look at them, review them.
I'm sure, but I just wanted to see what people were saying and what that's where it was.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I screwed up early.
Yeah. No. Come, jump to the 20th, and I'm sure you'll hear what people have to say.
Maybe while I'm mentioning it, with the board, we're talking about trying to get some things positive in two little tiny papers that go out, and also on Facebook. So basically, anything that you might think as a planning board that's happening positive, that type of thing. The thought that I had was these two buildings, or the three buildings that are going up here, right? Mm-hmm. Commercial buildings.
Oh, yeah.
That if,
actually,
the thought that I had is if we turn around and say, look at what Candy is doing commercially, we want commercial business. So the thought is if somebody's looking, and all we're going to ask is different groups to submit something, and we'd like to do something at least once a month positive.
To the board?
You know,
no, whatever. To the public.
No, I mean to who?
To
who's coordinating
Linda.
It?
Linda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Andrea is going to, as a matter of fact, she's thinking of maybe doing something more, she'd be overseeing it, but I'd like to see something always positive of Candia. That's, you know, and just our name in front of everybody. That's a thought that I had, and the board was in favor of it too. So it's nothing. And we found out at that one meeting, word of mouth, and the internet, all right, is there. But these two little papers, some people get it, some people don't, and some people don't go on the internet or what have you. So there's no place else in town to do it.
Well, I know next week we should be having that gate finally installed up at Hill.
The what?
The new gate.
Oh, okay. No, that's the type of thing. And Linda now has the people to contact, and basically they're looking for something. So here it is. We can do a little blurb with it, and if it's a picture, what have you, some things like that. That's okay. You know, just I'm not trying to do something every week. If a lot of things come in, maybe we could do something every other week. That's all. It's the thought is the positive.
No, that's a great idea, I think, because once we approve things, and then it's like off the next thing.
You know,
take credit for some of the stuff too.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I don't know, if we took pictures of that construction up there, would it be promoting that? Would people take that as, oh, you're promoting it for the company that's building? But I just would like to see, you know, some of the, you know, because that's a big project that we're having too in Candy at this point. So.
And they're doing the two buildings. You're talking about the one down the Raymond Road?
Yeah.
They got the two buildings up now, and the plan is to do, two more behind that.
Mm-hmm.
But the only caveat I would say on that is that if you take a picture of it the way it's now, it doesn't look like it's very attractive to Candia.
No,
because they're going to do landscaping and things like that.
I mean, compared to what it looked like before.
Well, true, yes. Exactly. But, you know, it'd have to be with the caveat on there is that under construction.
That's what I'm saying is I think we finesse it.
Yeah,
whatever, why, maybe if you wait, that could be in July or something, whatever. But what I'm saying is just some things that you think would be a positive.
Yeah.
Is what it allows to. So that's all.
Yeah, and probably once we get everything done with First Stop, that would be another one that, that we worked with them a lot. Again, got approval for the barnyard and things like that, although they have some issues with the barnyard encroaching on the state property, but...
That's not our fault.
That's not our problem. No, our problem is that, yeah, we did this. All right, good. Anything else under old business? Anything from the board?
Nope.
No? Anything from Judy or Scott?
Motion to adjourn?
Wait a second, just want to check with Dick Snow, if Dick had anything to say.
He's muted.
He's muted.
Oh, yeah, he's muted.
Oh, there he goes.
There he is.
There he is.
Oh, no, he's gone again.
Gone again.
We'll take that as a no.
All right.
That's, okay. That's Morse code for
yeah,
no.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Morse code for no.
So, yeah. You made the motion?
I'll second.
You guys are going to have to arm wrestle.
Yeah.
Okay.
I defer.
All right. Motion adjourned by Judy and seconded by Joyce. All right. Rudy, yes. Mark?
Yes.
Ryan?
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
And Judy?
Yes.
All right. Okay, 23 minutes. The meeting has been adjourned at 7:23. All right, thank you all.
Okay.